persons for sale?
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Better. Definitely feeling better.
Was it just swelling in the knee that was keeping it?
You know, kind of like I said last time, I'm not really going to go into details about, you know, what the process has been like and, you know, what we've been battling. But, you know, just know that obviously going out there yesterday and, you know, being able to practice and being able to go through some things, you know, it feels much better this week compared to what it did 2 weeks ago when I was on the practice field.
Were you throwing on the side in the interim, or what was kind of your routine?
No. I mean, I think, you know, last week not practicing, the whole goal of that was just to, you know, try to get rest, you know, try to rehab it so that, you know, when I got back out there this week, you know, my knee had a chance to feel as good as it could.
When you went for the second opinion, did you have any anxiety about them finding something worse? Peace of mind?
Yeah, you know, I think, obviously, I think our medical staff here is great, and, you know, I was pretty comfortable, you know, with what they had read in the scans and what they had said. I think, you know, just wanted to make sure that there wasn't something else there. And I think anytime you go for a second opinion, there always is a little bit of anxiety, you know, because you're not quite sure how it's going to go or what that conversation is going to be like. But, you know, I would say after going down there, you know, it was definitely good news.
What's your level of optimism then at this point?
You know, I feel good. You know, I think, again, you know, being able to go out there yesterday and practice, you know, was obviously a step in the right direction. You know, I think being able to go out there again today, you know, and see what it feels like, you know, and be able to make it through today, be able to make it through tomorrow, you know, I think that's obviously key for me, being able to go out there, you know, and play at a high level. You know, but right now, considering what I did yesterday and the way it feels, you know, I feel good.
What, besides your pain level, I mean, what about your mobility? Has that improved significantly?
As far as what?
Being able to move in the pocket, maybe protect yourself. I mean, where are you at compared to?
Yeah, you know, like I said, obviously compared to, you know, the way my knee felt and what I was able to do 2 weeks ago to yesterday, I think it's come a long ways. You know, I feel much better on it, feel much more comfortable moving around. So, you know, in that regard, I think my mobility has definitely improved.
Was the rest most important, or did you have to do some more aggressive treatment on it? Or?
You know, I think it was just a combination of the rest and kind of the rehab program that our guys here put together. You know, I think Shug's done a great job of just trying to figure out exactly, you know, what makes it feel better, what's going to make it feel better in the long run, you know, and kind of putting together a game plan for how to attack it every day when I come in. And, you know, I think from, you know, really 2 weeks from last two Thursdays ago was really the last time that I had practiced to yesterday. I think those 2 weeks, you know, it was night and day in how my knee felt.
Are you waiting until you're 100% to come back, or do you plan on having to play through a little bit of discomfort?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point you're going to have to play through some discomfort. You know, I would like it to be 100%, but I don't even know if that's possible, you know, until, you know, the bye week or the end of the year. But, you know, I think, you know, the goal is just to be able to go out there and, you know, feel comfortable moving around and to be able to play and knowing that, you know, I am going to have to play through some discomfort.
If Camden football was tomorrow night, do you feel like you could go?
Well, the good thing is it's not tomorrow night, so we don't have to make that decision.
Sam, did the second opinion give you a better idea of whether this is going to be something that crops up from time to time or whether it was a one-time thing?
Yeah. You know, I think just going down there talking to Dr. Andrews, obviously, you know, he's seen a million different knee injuries. You know, he's dealt with people who have had multiple ACL tears, you know, and some of the things that they've dealt with, you know, after having those tears in their knees. So I think, you know, after having talked to him and, you know, getting a greater understanding of kind of what was going on with my knee and, you know, what's going to happen in the future, you know, I think it was definitely, you know, good news down there. You know, it was, you know, comforting knowing that, you know, if things go according to plan, that, you know, it should be something that, you know, eventually goes away.
What have you observed from the club in the 3 weeks you've been out?
You know, our guys are playing hard out there. You know, obviously, you know, Tampa, you know, they went out there and played great. You know, I thought last week against Detroit they battled extremely hard. You know, obviously losing Dalvin, you know, it's a tough blow on offense. But, you know, Latavius and Jet, you know, both those guys have played a lot of football. You know, they they've got a lot of experience and we're comfortable with them. So, you know, we just got to get back out there and get going.
Sam, there have been a couple of reports that you're dealing with a bone bruise. Are those accurate?
You know, like I said, we're not really going to go into details about, you know, what exactly is going on with my knee.
Training camp is all about building chemistry between you and the receivers. You come in, you light it up against the Saints. Is there any way that you can return right back to form when you do come back to the receivers and pick up where you left off, if you will?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think that's why, you know, you go through OTAs, you go through training camp. You know, we've spent a lot of time together, even going back to last year. So, you know, obviously this week, you know, me getting back out there, you know, it's kind of just, you know, reigniting some of that chemistry, getting back on the same page and, you know, trying to fall right back into it.
Does the way that the offensive line has played give you confidence of coming back in when you do?
Absolutely. You know, I think those guys have played great all year. You know, I think that in pass protection, you know, they've done a tremendous job in the run game, you know, being able to do what we've done in that area as well. So I think the way those guys are playing, you know, it's definitely a strength of our offense right now. And as a quarterback, it's comforting knowing that those five guys are playing as well as they are.
Last couple for Sam.
Is this something you feel like is going to, you know, you're going to still assess day by day, and it might be up to the game day to decide whether you're ready to play, or do you think you'll have a better idea before then?
Yeah, I would like to have a better idea before then. You know, hopefully after, you know, today's practice, tomorrow's practice, you know, seeing how it responds to, you know, multiple days of practice and multiple days of work, I'll have a better idea, you know, of what it's going to be like. So, you know, in my mind, I'm hoping that, you know, by tomorrow, I'll have a good idea of where I'm at.
Sam, your thoughts just on Latavius stepping in for Dalvin? I mean, not too many teams can replace a running back with a former Pro Bowler.
Yeah. You know, I think that's one of the reasons we brought him in. You know, obviously with Latavius and Jet both, you know, they've played a lot of football. You know, we feel like they're both very good running backs. And so obviously, you know, it's tough losing Dalvin. You know, I think, you know, obviously he was off to a great start. You know, I think we're all really excited about what he was going to be able to do this year. But those two guys are great players. You know, I think they understand what it is now, you know, what their responsibilities are, how they need to come in and help this offense and keep things going in the run game. So, you know, we've got all the confidence in the world in those two guys.
The guy who's had ACL issues before, have you shared words with Dalvin?
You know, just trying to be supportive. You know, obviously he's around, seen him in the training room a few times. And, you know, just try to encourage him, obviously let him know that I'm here for him if he's ever got any questions. You know, I've got some experience in what that rehab process is like and kind of what to expect. So, yeah, just offered myself as a resource to him.
Thanks.
Thank you.